One Good Turn opens, I guess we could say, with something that happens in the middle of the festival, and it's quite possible that something like this would happen, as I think what is described as a simple act of road rage.
Yes, I find road rage really interesting, actually, because I'm sure that the people, most people who are involved in road rage, if they stepped outside of their car, would probably be perfectly decent people. But not in this case, because the guy who's involved in this road rage is a particularly nasty piece of work. And it sets in train a lot of the action of the book, but also it was a locus for all the characters to meet, because I wanted them there to be at the beginning, and then at the end, and in between, I don't know, hardly ever to meet.
Now, this to me is the magnificent thing that you pull off in this book. At some point, as I'm reading it, I realize that, if you'll forgive the expression, your thesis, the way you're going at this, is that everybody who is in that square and sees that accident or active road rage is connected to everybody else.
Yeah, but they just don't know it.
They don't know it at the moment, but the wonder of the book is that you make that happen. I want to read something from your book and suggest to you that it might be your writer's philosophy somehow. A vaguely familiar woman with orange hair was sitting on the sofa holding a copy of Martin's latest book, The Monkey Puzzle Tree. That detail alone sent Jackson's brain spinning. And here's the part that I think is you. Boxes within boxes, dolls within dolls, worlds within worlds, everything was connected, everything in the whole world. And I think that's what you're working on here, the way you tie everybody back to that first incident.
It is absolutely a book about connections, even when they're invisible. And one of the motifs of the book are the set of Russian dolls, the Matryoshka, that Martin has picked up at an earlier time in St. Petersburg, which, again, I was almost unconscious of as I was writing it. It only just kind of became apparent to me near the end that actually I'd been using that in the structure of the book, that, you know, you're constantly revealing something else and one incident reveals another and so on until you get to the
heart. All of which makes it very difficult, in an interview like this to start talking about the plot. Because everything I say gives something away about, you know, somebody else.
But even then, I couldn't really tell you what the plot is, in a way. You know?
You're right. Why was I worrying?
If I don't know, then.
Oh, well, now we have an author who doesn't know what the plot is. But damn, the book is wonderful, and it is intriguing. And it does give you boxes within boxes. Everything is connected everywhere you look.